The following Frank Beckman podcast is brought to you by Volunteer Energy. Find out how more people are controlling their energy costs the Volunteer Energy way at volunteerenergy.com.
All right, we opened the show this morning by talking about the Charles Pugh case. And I want to close this hour talking about that as well, because what's happened here is very, very serious. You know, you hear all these stories about female teachers having sex with their male students, and they wind up in court facing criminal charges because they had inappropriate relationships. And the issue, and I mean everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people make jokes about it. They say, "Oh man, I wish I was back in high school." And you know, she really looks good. But when you have a situation with a trusted authority figure, and that figure violates trust by engaging in even the exchange of explicit text messages, it's something that's got to be protected. You've got to protect the students in these cases. That's why we have laws against this kind of stuff. And the Charles Pugh case, I mean, you have the head of Detroit City Council that is accused of doing this while he was in office, while he was a teacher at an all-male school. And the issue with Charles Pugh goes back apparently even further. Scott Lewis worked at channels 7 and 2. He is now a private investigator, scottlewispi.com, and he worked with Charles Pugh and is on the other end of our line this morning. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Does any of this surprise you, what you're reading in the Free Press today, as we finally get more details about this this incident?
No, it makes me sad, and I think it's really disturbing, but it doesn't surprise me in the least, Frank. I've suspected that this was going on for many years, going back to my days when I worked with Charles Pugh at Fox 2. I would frequently see him with young men at the station. I'd be in on the weekends working on an investigation. He'd have, you know, several different young men over a period of time coming in, giving them tours of the station. Other reporters would see him at coffee houses with young men. Then there was this really weird situation where one of the employees at Fox 2 called Charles and left a message for him to change his schedule or come in early or something like that. A few minutes later, they got a call back from a young man who said he was Charles Pugh's personal assistant. And, you know, that doesn't happen in television. We don't get personal assistance, and it was nothing that was set up through the station. So there were all these troubling signs that went way back to Fox 2, but there was really never any strong evidence. And
but were these young men, though, or were they children? Were they underage? Because there is a difference between consenting adults and becoming a predator of underage children.
It was tough to tell, Frank. It was tough to tell how old these kids were. I would say a lot of them looked right on the border of legal age, and that was one of the problems. But if they're underage, it's a crime. But if they're above the legal age, it's still highly inappropriate. And I can share some things with you that happened that I was never able to put on television because I was actually investigating Charles Pugh at Channel 7 for this very thing. And for a number of reasons, I didn't have enough evidence to put it on television.
Really?
And it all started, I would say, I think it was in the fall of 2011, I think it was. And I got a call from a Detroit police source who said that there was this young man, I think he was 15 years old at the time, he was doing check fraud, and I mean big check fraud, tens of thousands of dollars. They would steal checks, they would alter them and cash them. Well, the police went in to raid the house where this kid lived with his mother, and it had been cleared out. They moved. But on the floor, they found Charles Pugh's personal appointment book with trips booked to New York for Cristal champagne in the room and that sort of thing. And then the sister's cell phone had a message, "You've reached the personal assistant of Charles Pugh." And what I was working on with the story is that my sources said when the police called Charles to say, "What's up with this young guy? What do you know about him? He's saying he's your personal assistant." Charles refused to come in and speak with the police. The problem was I could never get that document into the record, and I could never get a police officer to go on the record and say that it happened, so I wasn't able to do that story. But I pursued it much further. I went to the young man, and I went to his mother and asked them about the relationship with Pugh. And they both told me it was perfectly fine. He was a mentor. He was helping him. His grades were going up. I visited the kid in jail. He gave me the same story. So I was kind of at a dead end, even though I didn't really believe it.
He was in jail, but his grades were going up. Oh joy.
But then I found out the kid was also a chronic liar, and most of what he told me was not true. And now he's in prison. He ended up, this kid stole a car at gunpoint. My memory is, I don't have the reports in front of me, that he went to a Chrysler lot armed and pretending to be a police officer and said he needed to take the car and drive it away. So anyway, he got sent to prison for car theft. But one of the issues is whether this is a crime and the person is underage. But I think the bigger issue is that there's really strong evidence now that Charles, for a long time, had been using his position both as a news reporter and anchor and as a city council president to essentially seduce these young men. And in the case of the one that's in the news now with the text messages, Jessica Cooper, the Oakland County prosecutor, said, I think it's predatory behavior. I do think he was very clever, she said. He waited until the student was 18. So whether some of this was criminal or not, I don't know. But this certainly explains why when Ross Jones at Channel 7 first broke the story of this young man, Charles Pugh shut down all his social media accounts, turned off his phone, and headed out of town, and we haven't seen him yet.
Well, it's this kind of thing has got to be exposed because parents have to be aware of this, and that's the important point here. And if it helps one more parent out there to recognize what may be going on with their child in a classroom somewhere, whether it's heterosexual or same sex, doesn't matter. It's predatory, and you ought to be aware of the symptoms and know what happens.
I agree with you, too, and I think we have to take a look at some of these mentoring programs, too, Frank. When I was investigating Pew, I called one of the big agencies that's very well known for doing mentoring work, and they said, you just don't do freelance mentoring. These programs should be set up with very strict controls and monitoring and follow-through. They send people in to watch the adult interact with the child. There's all kinds of checks and balances to make sure these kind of things don't happen. I don't know whether that happened at the Frederick Douglass Academy because the school declined comment when all of this came out. But I think we have to be aware, what are these mentoring programs and how well are they monitored? I can share something else with you. While I was investigating this situation with Pew, I got a phone call, just unrelated. This person didn't know I was investigating Pew. It was a person very, very close to him and was feeling guilty because they knew that he was seducing these young men and told me that in a lot of cases he ended up having sex with these kids using his position, and it ended up messing these kids up really bad. You know, it's an emotional trauma. So I worked that angle, and this person said they could set me up with some kids who felt they had been victimized, and that never came through. So again, this was something sure about, but how do you put it on TV?
Well, but that's exactly right. And if it's not true, it is slanderous, and you can't say things like that about someone.
Have the smoking gun. But Scott, here you've got the text messages.
I thank you for the time this morning, and we'll chat again down the road. ScottLewisPI.com. That's where Scott Lewis is operating right now.
Frank Beckman breaks news weekday mornings. Catch him live 9 to noon on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.